Yes, indeed. It's a Donnie Football Friday, and we have a couple of new games to try out. I think they're going to work. The first is called the Numbers Game. The Numbers Game with Donnie and Joe. I used to do this a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away with a man named Chris Mack. We would be at bars all over town previewing Steeler games on Sunday morning. And it's a quick back and forth, Donnie. We only had one walkthrough here, really. You've only had a couple of first team reps with this. It's numbers inside the game that could tell the story. Interesting numbers, fascinating numbers, intriguing numbers, and yeah, maybe sometimes a meaningless number, Donnie, but we're going to go back and forth.
Maybe some historical numbers?
Maybe some historical numbers. Part of this, for me, came from the cheat sheet on Steelers.com. I have to tell you that. And then some of them came from other places. My first number is 4. And that is the number of red zone takeaways the Steelers have that leads the NFL.
I like that, Joe. I mean, they had what? They had a couple a few weeks ago against the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. That would certainly be...
It decides games, Donnie.
Big one. How about one that you threw out to me this morning with the quarterback? 26 is the number. That is the amount of touchdown passes Russell Wilson threw in 2023. The Steelers, as a team, had 25 touchdown passes combined in 2022 and 2023.
Positively incrinculant. My number is 18. That's the number of first downs the Steelers have gotten by penalty this season. What do you make of that, Donnie? Nobody else is even close. Is that something they're doing, or why are teams committing so many defensive penalties against the Steelers?
Well, speaking of penalties, Joe, how about this number, 11? New York was flagged 11 times last week against Buffalo. Accepted penalties in that game on Monday Night Football, 22.
Now that brings up a number, 49.5. Any guess as to what that might be, Donald? Wrong. It's the amount of body weight you're allowed to land on a quarterback before they get you for one of these bogus, idiotic penalties that have helped the Steelers. It's the dumbest rule in football. It's the dumbest rule in all of sports. You just landed on a guy with most or all of your body weight. How in the world would anybody determine if you landed with most of your body weight on somebody, Donnie? Like the difference between 40% of your body weight and 52.5, it stinks. It's stupid, and it's deciding games, meaning that it's deciding the playoff race in some ways in both conferences, this dumb rule.
And I think Russell Wilson is going to get hit a few times on Sunday night, because here's another number for you, 5. That is the amount of different starting offensive line combinations the Steelers will have as of Sunday night. 5 different offensive line combos in 7 games. This is a team a couple of years ago, they didn't have a single offensive lineman miss a snap.
Right.
So they're seeing the opposite of the injury bug.
Limits, what do you think of this game so far? I think it's rather insightful.
I like it a lot. It's rapid fire. It's quick. It's up-tempo. It's like a hurry-up offense in the last 2 minutes of the game.
He said that well, didn't he, Donnie? He piped in and characterized the game perfectly. I got a number for you. 14. The Jets have 14 former first-round picks on their roster. That's the most in the NFL.
One of them, one of the receivers that is not Devontae Adams, Garrett Wilson. How about this number, 66, most targets in the NFL for that Jets wide receiver. He had 23 targets in the London game against Minnesota 2 weeks ago. Now you have to assume that number goes down quite a bit.
Would you have Joey Porter Jr. follow him? I would. And make Devontae beat me. I would follow. I think Garrett Wilson's the bigger threat here.
I don't know about that. I mean, Wilson's a really good player, but I just feel like the combo between Adams and Rodgers is... I mean, that's the thing. It's a situation where you can do either or.
Yeah.
Because they now have two really good ones.
With the injury, or the alleged injury, either way, he hasn't played in a couple weeks. I don't know. Is he just going to come back, Devontae, and be unbelievable? Maybe he will be. I got a number for you, Donnie. 20. That's the amount of times that Pat Freiermuth has lined out wide, more than any tight end in the whole league. He's basically been a receiver for them.
How about this one, 68? That is the amount of touchdowns that Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams got to combine for in Green Bay in the 8-year stretch they played together. They are only a few touchdowns away from tying another combo for fourth all time, Roethlisberger and Brown.
Mr. Big Chest, who you ran into in Vegas. I got one more. Six. You know what that is, Donnie? Wrong. It's the number of fumbles by Justin Fields, the most in the NFL. I never hear your compatriot, Dr. Filippone, add that into his little blind stat comparisons. Does he ever throw in, oh, this guy leads the league in fumbles? Haven't heard that one yet, Donnie.
How about this for fumbles? 30. T.J. Watt has forced 30 fumbles since 2017, the most in the league in that time span. He had two last week, and some of them came in very key spots.
Thank you, Donnie. And that's it for our game, the numbers game. I enjoyed it.
Did I thought you? That went well,
yeah.
Joe.
Yeah. Some of that stuff really lends some insight into the game. Sadly, we don't have time for Football 101 with Donnie. Could we postpone that until after Nick Kostos and Jack Ham? May we do
yes.
that? We're going to go over some grades that PFF is giving the Steelers. These are all always big talking points. I'll throw out a couple early here for you. We still have another minute or so. Ogunjobi is basically getting an F so far, Donnie. Does your eye test tell you that that's right?
No, I feel like he has not been that bad of a player. If anything, I think he's been better than what last year showed. I thought he had a down year in 23. I thought he's been better so far in 24.
Calvin Austin, just to pick a random one, they say he's having a pretty good year with a 66.8 grade. To me, I think that looks like about a B- for him. You like that?
How much does that take into account what he's done in special teams? I do think he's had a couple of nice little punt returns, nothing game-changing, but a couple of nice ones to give them better field position.
Yeah, that's a good question. And this one pertinent to the game, or maybe more accurately and sadly not pertinent to the game, Zach Frazier has an 82.2 grade, which simply means he's a star already in PFF size, fourth out of all the centers in the NFL. This kid is like Creed Humphrey was as a rookie. This looks like one of the Steelers' greatest draft picks ever at this point in his career, and
yeah.
I realize it's early.
He's legit. I mean, I think you can make the early argument that he's the best draft pick of the Con Weidel era in the two seasons they've had.
Yeah, you could. Here's another one before we go. Poor little Beanie Bishop. He's getting an F. 52.6, 86th out of 99 corners. That ain't good, Donnie.
He has been pretty horrendous in the past game. I mean, remember the Cowboys game was not a pretty one for him.
The one out of pretty sight, no. And we figured that might be a problem. It's turned out to be. You go with an undrafted rookie at any position, you could be looking at trouble.